Welcome to News Video Clip. Erica Kirk held this big Turning Point USA Women's Conference recently, and it was a total disaster. In fact, Erica herself was mocked on stage. She was heckled by somebody who was yelling, "Erica Kirk protects pedophiles," and it just all went to hell. And here's Jennifer Welch at I've Had It, and she's got the video. Let's watch.
Okay, so then let's talk about Erica Kirk. Okay, so she had a little like women's turning point type thing. And she was ambushed, and somebody came up to the stage and said this, and I want to study her facial expressions during this entire thing. Okay, Kylie.
And it's important to remember that happiness comes and goes. It is so fleeting. But the joy of the Lord withstands all.
Erica Kirk protects pedophiles!
Watch your face.
It's important to remember that happiness comes and goes, and I pray that you find it.
The women's, the Turning Point Women's Leadership Summit.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, first of all, I think it's crazy because Erica Kirk is clearly like going through stylists. Like, why is she dressed like a mother of a bride? It's a lot. And then you could tell like she's short circuiting because she's trying to think about like, what character do I want to be? But it almost feels scripted. My thing about this women's summit that really upsets me most is, you know, that they were selling tickets to girls under the age of 13. They have like a special ticketing tier. Under 13. So they're like selling this, like, submit to a man who's statistically most likely to you message to all these young girls in the Bible Belt. That's like pretty PDF-y to me.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. Girls under 13 should definitely not be going to Turning Point USA conferences. That's for damn sure. Especially when you see one of the guests who spoke at Turning Point USA. This woman is absolutely insane. She's going to try to justify the church burning women as, quote, witches at these witch trials they had centuries ago. And she's going to claim it's because these women were committing abortions. Let's listen to this insanity from Turning Point USA.
Feminism actually has satanic roots. The first way feminists, what most people won't tell you, what the history books that are all critiqued by feminists and written by feminists, that's the problem with history. Like, the feminist historians are all feminists, so of course they're going to write it in the best possible way. They're not going to tell you that women were put on the witch trials because they were killing children. They were midwives that were bringing abortions. They're not going to tell you that that is why the church was put burning women at the stake, because they were torturing and murdering children in the womb.
Okay, so none of that is true. She's absolutely lying. And anybody who has even a basic historical knowledge of the Salem witch trials knows that's total garbage. The women were not witches. They were not committing abortions. They were not torturing children. The Salem witch trials were committed by very superstitious men who had no evidence that these women were witches. It was horrific. And she's sitting there trying to justify the church doing that. That is just sick. And I really hope there was nobody under 13 listening to that nonsense. All right, now we're going to move over to the Republicans. And they are furious because Republican mayoral candidate Spencer Pratt, the reality TV star, came in third place in Los Angeles for mayor. So he's out, and this is the primary. And so Trump has claimed that there's all this fraud going on, and of course, the Republicans are just going to obediently parrot him. Here's Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, who admits it's impossible to prove that there's fraud, but he's going to claim there's fraud anyway.
I'm not saying it's rigged. I'm saying it stinks to high heaven, and everybody knows that. Let's remove the appearance of impropriety. Let's have what a concept. Let's have votes on an election the day of the election. That's what many states are able to do. I think California is playing around with this.
But what evidence is there to prove that there was rigged?
Some of these efforts are so diabolical and so far upstream, it is impossible to prove. But I think
So there he goes. He admits it. Oh, these efforts, these fraudulent efforts are just impossible to prove. Are you kidding me? This guy is second in line to the presidency. He's absolutely nuts. But he's not the only one. Here is House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, another Republican. He's from Louisiana. And he's going to tell a very similar lie. And what he and Johnson are really upset about is that California allows mail-in voting, and about half of the votes are mailed in Los Angeles. And that's because people don't want to stand in line. So he's going to try to turn this into a conspiracy.
Well, if you look over the years, what our concerns have been is on this wide scale where they mail ballots to everybody, and then they have vote harvesting in California. And in other states do this too, not many, but in states that do, I think where you really have a lot of voter anger, and you're seeing it in Los Angeles right now, even in their mayor's race, where you had wide changes after election night in the results of an election. And for days and weeks later, they just keep finding ballots and finding ballots until the election.
Okay. That's not true at all. They're not just finding ballots and finding ballots. Ballots are coming in through the mail lawfully. That's how mail-in voting works. And there's nothing evil or wicked about it, or scandalous or fraudulent. And if Steve Scalise doesn't like California voting, he can keep his fat ass in Louisiana because we don't need him. Okay? Just stay there, fat ass. All right, now we're going to move on to another Republican. This is Representative James Comer of Kentucky. And he is going to lie bold-faced and claim that minorities are the ones who are behind Medicaid fraud. Here's the total racist.
In the Medicaid program in particular is because that's federal money that goes to the states. Then the states administer their own Medicaid programs. And what we're seeing, especially in the blue states, is there's rampant fraud, especially in the minority communities, and they're turning a blind eye to it for political reasons. That's the bottom line. That's what those state employees in Minnesota said, and that's what's happening. And I think the only way we're going to stop it is if people are put in jail.
Okay. He's obviously a total racist, and no, it is not the minority communities that are doing all this Medicaid fraud. Let's tell the truth here for 5 seconds. It is the doctors, the hospitals, and clinics, not all of them, but they are the ones, the crooked ones, who are submitting false Medicaid claims. That's where the Medicaid fraud is coming from, because they're the ones that process the claims and they're the ones that send them into the federal government. So James Comer is a fucking racist and he's a fucking liar. Okay. All right. There you go. Alrighty, those are all the stories we have. We do have links to all of our stories right below this video. We back up our stories with evidence. Unlike the right-wing podcasters like Joe Rogan and Benny Johnson and Tim Pool, Tim Pool is actually fraudulently claiming that there is California voter fraud, and he can't prove any of it because he's a lying son of a bitch. Alrighty, on that lovely note, if you like this video, please subscribe. If you hate this video, please subscribe. If you hate me, please subscribe, and we'll be back with more stories later.